Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. And today we're conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So, do you or does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Do we use them?
No. Does anybody in your household work for any of those categories?
Oh, no.
All right. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. All right. Okay, great. So I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Are you going to definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or are you going to not vote?
Yeah, I'm going to vote.
Definitely? Or probably?
Yeah, I'm going to vote.
All right, but would that be like you're going to definitely vote or you're going to probably vote?
I'm going to definitely vote.
All right. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I don't know. I'm probably a I would probably say at this point I'm a Republican because I'm not going to vote for that lady.
All right. And would you say you're a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
I just don't want Kamala to be president.
All right. So would that be not strong then? Hello?
Yeah.
All right. So would that be not strong then?
I suppose, yeah.
All right. So would you mind sharing your age?
I'm 59.
59, all right. So would you mind sharing your race?
I'm white.
White, all right, thank you. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm very dissatisfied with the way that country's being run.
All right. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards certain people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 0 means you don't like them, a 50 is neutral, and a 100 means you do like them. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first person is J.D. Vance.
I've never heard of him.
Donald Trump.
I've heard of him.
So what would you rate him on a scale of 0 to 10? I'm sorry, 0 to 100.
I'm probably going to vote for him.
So would you say you rate him 100 then?
Yeah.
All right. What about Democrats in Congress?
They're not doing so well.
All right. Well, if you could rate them on a scale of 0 to 100, where would you rate them?
No, I'd probably put them like, I'd give them 50 for effort.
All right, thank you. What about Trump's Project 2025?
I don't know. I'd have to sit down and reread it. I haven't really paid that much attention.
So would you say no opinion then?
Yeah.
All right. What about Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I don't care too. I don't care for her.
So would that be a 0?
Yeah.
All right. What about Lori Chavez Dreamer?
I have no idea who that is.
Joe Biden?
Yeah. He's, I don't know. I'd give him probably about a 52.
All right. What about Republicans in Congress?
They're not doing that good either.
So where would you rate them? 50? All right.
Around,
what about,
yeah.
All right, thank you. What about MAGA Republicans?
Well, they're not doing that well either. Nobody's doing a very good job right now. I mean, we're teeter-tottering on war, so, yeah.
All right. So where do you think you would rate MAGA Republicans?
Probably in the middle.
All right. So 50 as well?
Yeah.
All right. What about Janelle Bynum?
And that's the president's wife?
I believe not.
Well, who is she?
Well, I believe Janelle Bynum is running for Congress as a Democrat, I believe. But let me just search up right now. But if you don't know her, no worries. That's also a category.
Okay, because I haven't really been paying that much attention to who's running for what, because the only reason I'm voting is because I just don't want that lady to be president because she scares me.
All right. So if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I would vote for the Republican.
All right. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
I would vote for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, all right. And regardless of who you plan to vote for, who do you think will win the presidential elections? Do you think Donald Trump's going to win or Kamala Harris is going to win?
I think Donald Trump's going to win if everything is handled correctly because everybody's tired.
All right. So I know it's still, again, a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I would probably vote the Republican in there.
All right. So even though you might not support Janelle Bynum, who is the Democratic candidate, what would you say the chances you might support her for Congress in November of 2024? Would you say there's a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
I'll do some research on her.
All right. No worries.
And, yeah.
All right. Thank you.
I think there needs to be a healthy mix.
All right. So do you approve or disapprove of the job of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job?
I think he needs help.
All right. So would you say you somewhat disapprove or you strongly disapprove?
I somewhat disapprove.
All right. So do you approve or disapprove of the way that Lori Chavez Dreamer is handling her job as member of Congress?
Well, like I said, I would have to do research on her.
All right.
I haven't really paid that much attention to her.
All right. No worries. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a few statements about some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking to you about Lori Chavez Dreamer. So if you could please tell me how each one of these, if it troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or it doesn't trouble you at all in terms of supporting Janelle Bynum. I'm sorry, in terms of supporting Lori Chavez Dreamer. So the first one is, seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez Dreamer supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services. And she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that would protect both programs from cuts. It's clear that Lori is working harder for her party than the Oregon seniors who have earned the retirement benefits.
Well, that's concerning.
So could you say it troubles you a great deal?
Yeah.
All right. So Lori Chavez Dreamer stands by Trump even as he threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promise his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those not trying to end our democracy, and that's not Chavez Dreamer.
I won't vote for her if that's what she's trying to do.
So would you say this troubles you a great deal then?
Yeah.
All right.
We need a different – if we had a different candidate, Democratic candidate, then I'm pretty sure everybody would vote Democrat. But that lady probably. Just – yeah, there's a problem there.
All right. So Lori Chavez Dreamer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their job to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but it's just doing what Trump and the Republican Party bosses tell her to do.
That's troubling, too.
A great deal?
a great deal.
All right. Chavez Dreamer is working to perpetuate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets which would cut veterans' benefits by 22%, lay off more than 100,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate health care coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making billionaires in tax cheats pay their fair share because they are funding her party campaigns.
That's troubling, too.
A great deal as well?
Yes.
All right. Chavez Dreamer has embraced Trump, whose extreme Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know it, rules back LGBTQ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations, while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House.
That's troubling. I mean, I'm against abortions, but the rest of that is very troubling.
All right, and that last one. Lori Chavez Dreamer broke her promise. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose, but in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law.
Well, that's troubling, too, actually.
A great deal?
Yeah, but I am against abortions unless it's life-threatening.
All right,
I don't
so
think
we see that.
I don't think women should use birth control, abortion as birth control.
All right. So would you say this troubles you just quite a bit then?
Yeah.
Or would you say it troubles you a great deal?
A great deal.
Great deal. All right. Thank you. So I just have to ask one last time. If the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Probably the Democrat lady, because I don't even like that woman now after hearing all that.
All right. So now I'm going to read you just a one statement about Janelle Bynum, and if you could, kind of like based on that, if elections were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum? And the statement says, Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft-on-crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said that she was pleased to see the protests. Bynum might be too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house, making our communities safer a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and won against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects. So she supports an after-school program for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services. For a worried mom, nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. So based on that, for who would you want to vote for? For Lori Chavez Dreamer, the Republican, or Janelle Bynum, the Democrat?
Oh. Neither one of them.
All right, no worries. So the last two questions we have are, we're almost done, by the way. We're about 95% done, so I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So what is the last year of school you have completed, or the last grade?
I'm 12.
12, all right. All right, what is your marital status?
I'm widowed.
Widowed, all right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
All right. In the 2020 elections for president, for who did you vote for? So meaning 4 years ago. Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I don't think I voted last year because I got to the polls too late because nobody sent me the thing in the mail, you know, the vote by mail option.
Mm-hmm. The vote by mail absentee ballot?
Yeah, I was supposed to get one of those and I never got one. And I got home too late on that day to go vote, so I didn't even vote.
Didn't
but everybody
vote?
That I know voted for Trump.
All right, no worries. Well, and thank you so much for your time, then. This will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Bye. Wow.